This is a fundamental threat to us as a species. We are on the cusp of indistinguishability of reality from synthetic. And that's really, really scary. We're sort of seeing some of this now in some public discourse, and I don't care where you lie on the spectrum, but there's a lot of information. There's something called the dead internet theory. Anybody heard this one? The dead internet theory says there's actually nobody on the internet. It's all bots talking to each other. Right? But there's lots of this stuff floating around the internet, and it's getting less and less real. And our ability to understand what's real and what isn't is getting harder and harder and harder. And here's the thing is that this AI is going so fast. It's astonishing. Things that I didn't think would be available for 20 years are available in 6 months. It's absolutely astonishing. And it's a Pandora's box, and we really don't know what to do with it. And this leads to like a whole, you know, I don't want to sound too science fiction-y, but like there will be humans on the internet who don't actually exist. That's what bots are, essentially. But they can actually be personas, and they can live places, and they can have faces, and they can get on Zoom with you, right? I think of the exploitation, particularly of the elderly, that has begun. I don't know if anybody's heard about this. Just recently, they've found out that people are getting very short snippets of somebody like somebody's son's voice, and then using a deepfake to create that voice and call somebody and target them and say, "Mom, I gotta have, you know, $1,000. I'm in jail in Texas." Right, and it's incredibly convincing, right? And these don't kid yourself. This is organized crime. This is straight up organized crime, right? And one of the things we've learned in cybersecurity is if there's money to be made, people will do it. Because there are people for whom ethics doesn't even enter the picture. And it has always been thus. There's nothing new there. It's the tooling is incredibly challenging. And so I don't want to sound too much of a downer, but I feel like we're at this incredible nexus point in the evolution of our society. And we hear about how I don't have to write my own reports, and how I can make my photo that I'm a terrible photographer, ask my wife, and make it look perfect, and all of the other, you know, things that make our lives better. Some of the incredible things that I've seen. It turns out loneliness is the number one killer in the United States, and actually chatbots are incredibly, incredibly effective at actually making people's lives better. And it doesn't matter that they are not real people. It's the human interaction. It's that interaction which fundamentally alters lives. And so I'm not saying that AI doesn't have all of those benefits. I just feel like we're so in the hype curve that we're not asking ourselves these tough questions. Where's the line? How right does it have to be? How much do you want to put out there that somebody can actually exploit? And then fundamentally, how do we actually manage the fruits of that AI? All of this content, all of this stuff that it's generating can be used for good or ill. And we don't really have a society of figuring out which is which.